Hi, this is Banana of the Youngbloods and Grandpa Banana, and you're listening to Carol Newman's Arts Live and Local on Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, and coastradio.org, wherever you are on the planet.
Is that fun or what? Thank you, Banana, for making that ID for us. We sure did have a good time at the tenor guitar gathering. And this weekend, we're having a good time with the last weekend of the Astoria Music Festival. And I'm going to be bringing you some guests from the Astoria Music Festival. Also, the North Coast Symphonic Band, the Coaster Theater, and Heidi Johnson, who brings a lot of music to this town. Keeps a low profile, but she's going to be in to tell us also what is going on. It is 2:59, time for Arts Live and Local. And Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roaster, wholesaling fresh roasted coffee since 1992. At 279 West Marine Drive, the Old Finish Meat Market, with Three Cups Coffee House up front, espresso, coffee, homemade baked goods, Wi-Fi, and gifts open every day. And they're celebrating their 20th anniversary this very coming month. Congratulations. Arts Live and Local is also sponsored in part by the 28th season of Shanghaied in Astoria, opening July 12th. And this is the closing weekend of Junior Shanghaied. Tickets and information are now available, 503-325-6104 or online at AsterStreetOpryCompany.com. Saturday evening at 7:30, Sunday at 4, Sunday at 2. So many things going on, especially this weekend. Last weekend for Junior Shanghaied, and then the production begins. Well, as ever, we're going to start out with a little bit of music. We'll hear more of these guys later, hopefully. Fast Rattler.
3, 4.
Chain. Every leg was a Jesus name. Keep your hand on the plow, hold on. Mary wore three links of chain. Every leg was a Jesus name. Keep your hand on the plow, hold on. No more master, no more boss. Hand on the plow, hold on. I said a rolling stone ain't got no moss. No more master, no more boss. Hand on the plow, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow.
Well, that is Fast Rattler with Bode Busick, and that's the title cut from their new album, Hand on the Plow. They're going to be at the Fort George Sunday, July 8th at 8 p.m. And one of the things that's kind of special for a lot of us here at KMUN, KTCB, is that Brendan Phillips, son of Utah Phillips, is on guitar, banjo, and a big part of the band, so... We're very happy to have them returning. Well, we're very happy right now to have an entirely different kind of music in the studio. And that is from the Astoria Music Festival. I certainly hope that those of you who are listening, wherever you are in the world, and that could be Halifax, could be New York, could be Klatskanai, Ithaca, wherever you are in the world, I hope you have been listening to the fabulous music that's been coming your way. For those of us who live here, we've been attending the concerts at the Liberty Theater and at the Performing Arts Center. And this weekend is the end. It's coming to an end. But only for this year. Am I right, Anyushka?
Oh, only for this year, yes.
Yeah. You'll be back.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be back.
Good.
You can count on it.
Which means the whole festival will be back. This is the 10th annual Astoria Music Festival. And this year, it was extended to 3 weeks, not just two, but 3 weeks. So it's been very joyful. So my guests are Anyushka Laska, whom you just heard, who is, now am I right that your official title is stage manager?
I am stage manager for Liberty Performances, and also I'm an assistant director for Brian Stauffenbiel, yes, our director of the Magic Flute. Sorry, I'm having trouble saying.
That's Brian's last name?
Yes.
Oh.
Also, I'm doing lighting for this performance, and it's going to be pretty excited.
Well, this is what's coming up this weekend. Actually, it's coming up tonight and Sunday, but before I say anything else, I should tell you that those two performances have been sold out. So there will be a, quote, dress rehearsal open to the public Saturday at 1 p.m. This is all at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria. That's 16th and Franklin. And there is a charge, less than the other, but it's being called a dress rehearsal, though they will have already performed on Friday night. So it's the full shebang. So if you did not get your ticket, then you want to be there for that. And if you're really smart, you're going to be at the Performing Arts Center anyway, because from 11 to noon is Troll Radio Review. This is KMUN KTCB's monthly, but this month, live radio. The musical guests include a special performance of Red River from the Astoria Music Festival, plus, of course, the Troll Radio House Band and the Troll himself. And the admission this time, instead of $2 for adults and kids are free, is a donation to our local food bank. So please join us, concessions by the Blue Scorcher Bakery. That's from 11 to noon. And then at 1 o'clock is the special performance of the Magic Flute. So I also want to welcome two people who have never been to KMUN before, and that would be Emily Perugin. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Shall I tell them the secret of your name?
Sure.
Emma, I asked Emily and Jacob to write their names down. Emily wrote her name. It's Perugine, which could be pronounced in many different ways depending on what language it you want to say. So she wrote, said like pair of jean. Like a pair of jeans. So, you know, that's even more confusing sometimes. Pair of jeans. And Jacob Cook. Hi, Jacob.
Hi.
And you've got the easiest name of
all. I do.
Yeah.
I like to keep it simple.
Yeah, there you go. And, of course, you made it up yourself, so you could do that, right?
Of course.
Sure. Anyushka's got the most challenging name, I must say. Is that how you say it, or do you
No, actually, I say it Agnieszka.
Agnieszka.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think Agnes and then keep going.
Agnieszka. Agnieszka. But it's a sh, not a...
It's sh. Yes.
Okay, see what I mean.
It's one of the challenging Polish.
I like it. Well, it's been fun listening to people trying to pronounce your name, including myself. So they are here to tell us about what's going on this weekend. Now, am I correct that Emily and Jacob, you are music apprentices that you're
singing
apprentices. So you've been here for the whole shebang, is that right?
Two and a half weeks.
Two and a half weeks. Are you staying with families here or people or you are?
It varied. At the beginning of the program, we stayed at a hotel because some of the families weren't quite ready. And once they were ready after about a week or so, then we moved into our host family's places.
Wow. How's that going?
Oh, it's great.
It's going wonderful. Yeah.
Isn't that something special to be able to come to a strange community and have people open their homes and then you become part of the family, basically.
Yeah.
It really is. They've been very kind to us and we're very appreciative.
Yeah. Astoria has a very high number of very hospitable people. I haven't met so many nice people in one place in a long time.
It's a friendly folk.
It's refreshing.
Now, where are you from, Emily?
I'm originally from Missoula, Montana.
Mm-hmm. Ah, we know Missoula. Of course, the Missoula Children's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Children's Theater. And do you still live there or you live in Portland?
I do there. Yeah, I live. My family lives there.
Okay.
Yes.
And how about you, Jake?
I'm from North Carolina, the little foothills just down from the Appalachian Mountains in North Carolina.
Huh.
Good old Yadkin County.
Are there many people from that part of the world in the festival?
No, I think I'm the only person here from North Carolina.
I thought you might be, yeah.
If there are others, they haven't told me. So.
Okay. So now are you going to be performing this weekend?
Yes, both of us are, but yes. We're on different cast nights.
What's yours then?
So I'm tonight. And I believe Jacob's on Sunday and Saturday now.
So we should mention, right.
On Saturday, right.
Right. So we should mention that the Friday and Sunday has two separate casts because there are so many fabulous singers. Now I'm really self-conscious about saying your name. Wait, Agnieszka.
It's okay. I was just Agnieszka. Wanted to mention that Emily will be singing the role of Pamina, which is a leading role in opera.
Wonderful.
And Jacob will be Sarastro, the main priest.
So and are you both already performing opera professionally?
No.
No. Are we both still in our undergrad?
Yes.
Yeah, we're both in our undergrad.
I'll graduate in December. With two bachelor's degrees in vocal performance and music education.
From
Appalachian State University.
Oh, my. That's the real thing. How about you, Emily?
I am going to be a junior at Oberlin Conservatory.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Okay, that's a little bit better known here, I'm sure. So how did you get here? How'd you find out about this? And what made you feel like you wanted to come across country or half across country to be in this little town? And
I don't know about Jacob, but there's this program there's a website for singers called Yap Tracker, and we get you get alerts based on auditions and opportunities. And one day I checked my email and I saw Astoria Music Festival that popped up, and the application was a really simple application in comparison to most summer programs. And
that encouraged you.
Yeah. And 2 days later, I heard back. Wow. And, it's such a great opera. And it was a really great role opportunity. And I'd never heard of Astoria, so I thought, why not?
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
I actually used the exact same website, had the exact same thing happen. it was a really quick response time. Mm-hmm. I think I got a response the same day that I sent the email out.
Wow.
So that was really cool.
Did you know anyone in this whole festival?
No. I didn't know anybody until I got here.
I just knew the person. I mean, there's two other students here from Oberlin, but I told them about the program. So they jumped on board.
Isn't this exciting? I mean, it's exciting for us to be bringing in young talent, committed, dedicated, who are willing to come all this way, not really knowing what you're walking into. And we get you young. We get to see you and hear you. And then when your name is up in lights, you'll come back. And, we know that.
I think at this point we should just credit Keith Clark, the artistic director of the festival, for running and starting this apprentices program, who that gives such an amazing opportunity to young singers.
Why don't you go back even a little bit further and just give us an overview of the whole festival?
Well, you know, I'm here for the third year, so mm-hmm. I don't know very well the history of the festival, but I know that it was started with by Kit Clark and Ruth Ann Dobson, and Ruth Ann actually was behind the starting of the apprentices program, and this program is growing every year. I remember 3 years ago when I was first time here, apprentices were just singing some chorus, choir things. I think they some special event evening, but they did not actually participate in an opera. Year ago, there was a first time the full staging of the Marriage of Figaro, mm-hmm. and Noel Caran came here to do the director to do the staging, and that was very successful thing. We also had two performances, and they were sold out. So they decided, well, let's do it again. And I think it's just absolutely amazing that the young people, the students, the apprentices have this opportunity to sing the leading roles in a great repertory, to work with professional, to be coached like by people like Ruth Ann Swenson yeah. and Luke yeah. Hausner and you name it. And can you name a few other of your coaches?
David Bernakis, Ruth Ann Swenson's husband. We were able to participate, all of us, in a master classes headed by them, and I think everyone got quite a bit out of those. And, you know, Luke Hausner, who I guess has been with the festival a lot of years now, he's a coach at Academy of Vocal Arts in Philadelphia. So it's just, right. I mean, a lot of good contacts.
And I believe you had a masterclass with Richard Zeller.
I just came from a voice lesson with him. It was a really great opportunity.
Wow. Lovely. So we're talking about singers from the Metropolitan Opera in New York who are professional opera singers. They're here in Astoria. And I bet they are also delighted to have the opportunity to work with young people. Because when you've got it and you've been doing it, to be able to pass your art on and know that it's being appreciated and received in such a way. You know, the masterclass that you mentioned was open to the public. I didn't make it, but some of the others from the North Coast Chorale did, and they were so impressed watching how Ruth Ann Swenson worked. You know, they were explaining to me, and I thought, yeah, I should have been there. Just expands the whole thing, how you start. So tell us more about what's going to be happening.
Oh, I think it's going to be very, very unique version of the magic flute, and I don't think anybody ever thought about staging magic flute this way.
That's true.
Because that's Brian's concept that's brilliant. Magic flute is happening in Astoria, Oregon. So all characters of the opera are like bar pilot or Columbia River pilots, Queen of the Night is a weather, so you name it. Everybody involved in a production has something related to place Astoria.
That's
Oregon.
Fabulous.
Really yeah,
it's fabulous.
We've had a lot of donations from people in the community for props and stage mm-hmm. things.
An incredible amount of, people.
It's really great stuff.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that you're putting on another showing of it then, because there are a lot of people who were like, what? How could this be possible? You sold out. Well, we've been talking about it and spreading the word. And I think the ballet students are in it as well. Is that?
Yes.
Or is that tonight also and mm-hmm. Sunday? So that brings in a whole nother level of audience participation. Yeah. And are you involved at all in tomorrow's performances, the Goldberg variations?
No, actually, since I'm dedicated to staging of the opera, I cannot be in two places at the same time. I'm trying. I was really? Trying to do it on the last 2 weeks, but
I was going to say I could have sworn you were. I've seen you in two places at one time. You know, it's been incredible the amount of just the behind the scenes that people don't even realize is going on. And those of us who have something to do with the festival, see how much work goes into it, including the apprentice. Just figuring out how to get all those people in when we sang Norma or something, you know, how to pack everyone in, how to get the seats in. And things change at the last minute. And that's always fun also. So so tonight is sold out, but tomorrow you can start at 11 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin, for Troll Radio Review, and there will be Astoria Music Festival participation, as a matter of fact, the bulk of it. And then at 1 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center is the Magic Flute. At 2 o'clock is the Goldberg Variations at the Liberty. And this is being... There are two ways of hearing Bach. So the first one is Andrew Brownell on the piano. He's the winner of the International Bach Competition in Leipzig, and he will be playing a solo keyboard. That's at 2 o'clock at the Liberty. At 7:30 at the Liberty is the version for string orchestra featuring the Portland Baroque Orchestra with Monica Huggett, music director. And so I think Keith has the night off. I think he's looking forward to that. So there is lots going on, and we do have the phone number. And then, of course, Sunday is, for those of you who have tickets, is at the Performing Arts Center again. But in the meantime, if you need more information, or you're hopeful that someone turned in tickets, you never know, 503-325-9896 is the Astoria Music Festival office. You can give it a try. Come over to the PAC tonight or Sunday if you can't make tomorrow. And sometimes people do have an extra ticket and they're willing to sell it to you. As far as the Liberty, you can call either the music office or the Liberty directly is better. 503-325-5922 extension 55 is the box office there. You can always call us here. And don't forget to tell the world that we are streaming the Magic Flute and the Goldberg Variations and Troll Radio on this station. The others are on KCPB. Our technicians are going nuts, too. They're going to need a vacation also. Thank you so much for coming in. Agnieszka. Laska.
That was perfect. Thank you very much for having us here.
Jacob Cook and Emily Perugine. Emily, you're obviously a soprano if you've got the lead.
Yes.
You must be. only sopranos get leads. And Jacob, you can hear from his voice, is a bass. So
A little bit.
I love it. Okay, thank you so much for coming in.
It was our
pleasure.
Thank you for being here in Astoria. We look forward to seeing you back. Agnieszka, we'll always see you
more
back,
than happy
of course.
Back. Anytime.
Great. This is KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, 91.9, 89.5. Stay tuned for the North Coast Symphonic Band. As you're marching through your living room or kitchen or whatever, you can recognize the music of the North Coast Symphonic Band. And I have the conductor right here with me, Dave Becker. And also I have Chrislyn Taylor. Hi, Chrislyn.
Hi.
Okay. So I have you here because you are putting on your annual Independence Day concert. And that is, except you do it on 2 days, so it's July 3rd and 4th. And it's a free concert at the Liberty, 7:30 p.m. That's this Tuesday night, July 3rd, with a pre-show from the Astoria Tuba Quartet, who are also always a blast. So does that mean the concert starts at 7:30, Dave, or did the tuba quartet at 7:30?
The tubas are at 7. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's kind of the tradition with North Coast Band, is to have some kind of pre-concert music for a short concert at 7, and then the main course at 7:30.
Main course, I love it. Then you will repeat the concert on July 4th, and I know that's at the Coaster because I got propaganda.
It's in Cannon Beach, but it's
outside.
At the park.
It's outside. What happens? Should I not say that out loud?
No.
Okay, never mind. Well, you might want to tell our audience. The thing about the Cannon Beach concerts that are out in the park is that you can actually hear them from a lot of parts of Cannon Beach. If it were to have. You just bring an umbrella, folks. He's looking at me saying, we're not going anywhere because they've got a shell.
It's going to be fine.
So it's going to be fine. It's going to be a fabulous concert. Now, why is Chris Lynn here, Dave?
Well, this concert is going to be a lot of fun. And there's I'm still relatively new to the group. This is the first 4th of July concert that I've done with them. And so I'm trying to pick up on all the traditions, and I've had a lot of suggestions, and they've got things they've done in the past. And one of the big hits of past 4th of July concerts has been collaborating with Chris Lynn. So
and Shanghai to Astoria.
And Shanghai to Astoria.
Now, how long? But it hasn't been that long.
No, last year was the first year.
Yeah.
Dave Robertson and Janet Bowler approached us last year and said, we'd like to include you. Can we look at the music and pick some songs? And we want you to sing, Chris Lynn. And I said, oh, great. So last year we did two numbers, Miss Macy's song and Lascivious Vivian. And it was so much fun, and that they wanted to do it again this year. And this year we're also including Mama's Song.
And you're doing all of them?
All three, yes.
Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about when we talk about Lascivious Vivian and Miss Macy, you need to check out Shanghai. I sang it already once today.
I heard
that already. Yeah, Shanghai in Astoria. That's my version of it. It's been going on for over 25 years. And Chris Lynn, how long have you been involved with?
This will be my 21st season.
21st season. And Chris Lynn has a dynamite voice and very theatrical performance. You probably haven't seen this yet, have you, Dave?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you're going to start off with the songs and think that's pretty outrageous to begin with. Then you're going to go see the play.
Right,
even more outrageous.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Because it opens in another week and a half. So go forth and celebrate. And the spelling is F-O-U-R-T-H. Very clever. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the concert?
Well, it's a very traditional concert. I mean, the 4th of July is about tradition, and
absolutely.
So this isn't the time to push the boundaries on new music and things. So I think that the audience will find that everything is familiar, even some of the pieces that they won't know in the setting that they're in. They'll recognize a lot of the material. We're opening with the Star-Spangled Banner, of course, but the first big selection we have is Eternal Father, Strong to Save, which is... again, not real household word, maybe household title, but that's the Navy hymn. And as soon as we play the fanfare on this, people will right away recognize this. And it's a real stirring setting. We've got a fantastic horn section in this group for an adult band, and And so they're featured on this. And so there are things like that, that won't be as well known, but then some things that everyone will recognize. We're doing a George M. Cohan yes. salute that's got, you know, Yankee Doodle Dandy and Your Grand Old Flag and all
Give
the things.
Give my regards to Broadway. Yeah, we're going to break out in song
ones,
here in a minute.
All the good ones. And yeah. there will be some chance for the audience to break out
yeah.
in song,
oh,
too.
Oh, good, we'll, good.
We'll have that.
Okay. And so did you bring anything new to this, or is this pretty standard and so you stepped in?
Well, some of the pieces are new to the band, mm-hmm. several of them, but the format's basically the same. We'll have some Sousa marches. We'll have, we'll salute all the armed forces. Bob Walters is going to be singing and leading the sing-along on that.
Nice.
And so those
as
kinds
as
of things will
still be there. He doesn't dress as a vampire, we'll be okay. That's
right, right.
One of his many, this town recycles the musicians as well. I think maybe everywhere does.
Yeah.
Now, you yourself, David Becker, who is of Manzanita. What does that mean? Do you live in Manzanita now?
We're trying to.
Oh,
yes.
I see.
I retired last year from Lewis and Clark College a year ago after 29 years there
wow.
in the music department as director of bands. And we've had a house in Manzanita for about 10 years that we've used as a beach house, but mm-hmm. we really prefer living on the North Coast here.
We're
here more than we are there, and, mm-hmm. and that trend is going to continue. We really do enjoy it here.
Well, that's terrific, because that means you're closer to us, which means that we'll be able to keep you for the North Coast Symphonic Band. And I do want to mention that David Hall, one of our classical music programmers for KMUN as well as KCPB, he's been narrating some of the music festival, is doing something, but I'm not sure what.
He's the MC. He'll be emceeing.
Okay. And the music from Shanghai was arranged by Dave Robertson, is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, very, very wonderfully arranged by Dave Robertson.
So how come I still don't have a copy in my hand? I have been wanting to have something from Shanghai to play on the radio, and I thought, what could be better than the North Coast Symphonic Band and Chris Lynn singing? And now it's out all over the world that
right?
I'm making a request.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
But you don't have to have it for this concert.
Well, we're really fortunate. This is one of the things when I first started working with the band I discovered that was a real pleasant surprise, was having somebody like Dave Robertson, who is a real professional arranger and has, you know, made a career out of that. And we just get ideas. Well, how about arranging another song from Shanghai? I'll do that. And then it's done, you know, almost instantly. He's
mm-hmm.
he's really, really wonderful about that.
And he's so funny. He has a wonderful sense of humor with his arrangements.
Yep.
Which is great. He also plays bass trombone.
Right. Yeah.
In the mm-hmm. so he obviously. Custom arrangements, yes.
Right, right. I mean, I've never had that luxury of having an arranger that would, you know, write for the specific group like
right.
that.
Right, and he's actually an ASCAP member, which
oh,
is
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
interesting, too. So, yeah, it's when you come to a small community, and you have, you know, your bio is longer than anyone's, and I could read, but that would be boring. It's more interesting to hear you guys talking, but it's very exciting, the number of creative, imaginative people we have who either retire or never left or just
yeah.
found this place. And part of it, I think, is others and having bands, all those North Coast everything and the Columbia Pacific everything. We've got so many different groups and mm-hmm. so much different kinds of music. And I know everyone is really thrilled that you are here, David Becker.
Well, thank you.
So, I hear all kinds of good things.
I want to mention, put in one more
Please.
Important piece of this program is we do have another soloist, and that's Joan Paddock
yes.
from Linfield College.
Mm-hmm.
And Joan's going to be featured on a real gem of an old war horse concert in the park, cornet solo, The Bride of the Waves, which Joan and I talked about, well, what would we have her play? And there's all kinds of those old solos, the flashy, you know, trumpet or cornet solos. But Bride of the Waves just seemed, it had to be Bride of the Waves for Astoria because of the waves. And
nice.
Also because her last performance with the band was two series ago. And she played the part of Lucia in Lucia de Lammermoor. playing what Lucia would sing in the famous sextet, where Lucia is the reluctant bride that's being forced to marry someone she doesn't want to marry. And so she's been a bride with us now twice.
There you go.
And she's great to work with.
Well, and again, talking about people with dedication, creativity, and talent, she studied in Norway, although her name, H-A-A-L-A-N-D, Joan Holland Paddock, makes me wonder if she's not Finnish somewhere in there.
No, it's Norwegian.
It is Norwegian. Yeah, it's Norwegian. Okay, well, she belongs here then, that's for sure. And then has a doctorate in trumpet performance from Indiana University. So we have amazing people putting these performances together. And this is our local band. This is what I love about it. The North Coast Symphonic Band is here all year round. And before you know it, David and his family are going to be living here full-time, too. We're going to send that out to the universe. So
fine. Yeah.
There you go. So you'll be here, too.
That's the plan.
And Chris Lin, for sure. And opening in Shanghai the 12th, I understand.
Yes.
You're going from, Okay. You won't have the symphonic band behind you.
No, but I really wish we could, because they just energize me to no end.
I bet that's fun. Yeah, that's the recording I want. Okay.
Okay.
Make sure it's recorded, and we'll get it. So thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for putting on this concert. Remember, folks, this is two concerts, a free concert at the Liberty Theater in Astoria, 12th and Commercial, 7:30 Tuesday, July 3rd, with a 7 o'clock pre-show with the Astoria Tuba Quartet. You don't want to miss them either. And then on July 4th is the performance at the park in Cannon Beach. You know, I don't have the time on that. Do you have that? Is that 3?
That's 3 p.m. And I'd like to also publicly thank the Tolovana Arts Colony and the Cannon Beach Merchants for sponsoring that concert, too. And that's wonderful that we're getting a chance to play down there. And it'll be a great part of the 4th of July for those folks, too.
Thank you for mentioning that. I meant to say the Tolovana Arts Colony is another one of these local groups that, and as a matter of fact, they are soliciting for artists, teachers of anything in the creative arts to offer classes in Cannon Beach. So you can get in touch with them and Tolovana Arts Colony. Thank you so much for coming in. David Becker, conductor, and Chris Lynn Taylor from Shanghai in Astoria. And they are both going to be performing the July 4th, the Independence Day. Go forth and celebrate. That's great.
And we'll see you there, right, Carol?
Oh, absolutely.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Thanks. And I've got some music for you from Danny Barnes, who is going to be at the Fort George Brewery on the 4th of July. That's at 8 p.m. And at 5 p.m. is the Holiday Friends. So have a listen. KMUN. KTCB 919-89.5.
Oh,
Well, that is the recognizable voice of Danny Barnes. And again, he is the headliner for the 4th of July celebration at the Fort George. And Heidi's going to be in shortly to tell us about that and also about the holiday friends who are going to be there. And but before I introduce my next guest, I do want to let you guys know, I meant to grab the album, but many of you are familiar with Vagabond Opera. They're a fabulous, outrageous, talented group from Portland. And together with the Abney Park, which is a group from Seattle, I understand, whom I'm not familiar with, they're playing at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland on July 6th, Friday night. I got an email saying that I could give offer a ticket for that show. If you are interested in that show, and please don't take it if you're not going to go, because what we're going to do is take your number and your name and hand it over to them. This is in Portland next Friday night for Vagabond Opera and Abney Park. And we can give you the details later. The number here is 503-325-0010. Okay, now my guest, who is patiently sitting here, is no stranger to Coast Community Radio. It would be Patrick Lathrop from the Coaster Theater. And there is so much going on at the Coaster. I almost just gave you, did you see, I almost gave you the North Coast Symphonic Band also. Fortunately, the conductor, David Becker, said, we're out in the park. Oh, yes, of course. So you've got, you've started the summer repertory.
We have. Our first show is Arsenic and Old Lace, which is showing right now. Mm-hmm. And It's a classic story. You probably are familiar with it. There was a film, 30s or 40s, I'm not sure, with Cary Grant, which a lot of people are familiar with. And it's the two old little old ladies who are killing off little old men. And there's a Frankenstein character, and there's a guy who thinks he's Teddy Roosevelt. And it's just
runs back and
exactly
forth across
with his
stage.
Bugle. Yeah. Yeah. It's just a hoot. It's a real delightful piece. And it's been sponsored by the Ocean Lodge Inn, the Inn at Cannon Beach, and Dennis's 7Ds, and Catherine James.
And who's directing it?
It was directed by Julie Akers.
Oh,
Julie
yeah.
Directed The Gin Game earlier in this season.
Yeah.
She does. She works with us almost every season. We get something from her. She was Portland-based, but now she actually comes up from Texas.
I know. She was on the show one time, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
But she loves doing it.
She does,
and so
yeah, and she does great work. Yeah.
Yes.
And, of course, the set is by Craig Shepherd, who is the artistic director as well as the main scene painter, and he's created just this beautiful Victorian interior. So it's quite delightful.
And I usually tell people that even if you're not, you don't want to see the play, go for the set. It's
very
always
much
fantastic.
So.
Craig's
very much
sets
so, yes.
are so fabulous. So, okay, so that is happening tonight and
that is tonight
night?
And tomorrow night.
8 p.m.
And then it'll show again on Sunday, July 8th.
Okay.
Because in the meantime, we are opening You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown on Thursday, July 5th. So we're in rehearsal for that right now. And that'll show the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. And then the 8th will be the Arsenic and Old Lace. And we're really moving into our repertory season where in 2 weeks from the 5th, we will open our third show, a week of August. And then all three will be running in rep. So we'll be showing Wednesday through Sundays. And it's very possible if you come into town, you could see three shows within a 3 or 4 day period if possible.
Yeah. And that's really a lot of fun because you can also, again, check out the set and say, oh, wait a minute, I know that window. That was the, and that kind of thing. It's really
yes,
fun to
that's a lot of
see.
Fun, yeah.
Now, who is, who's directing Charlie Brown?
Charlie Brown is being directed by myself.
Uh-huh.
And I just have to share, it's being sponsored by Coaster Construction, Martin Hospitality, and Catherine James. It's being musically directed by Doreen Dunlap, who is a local musical director. You're probably familiar with her. And sorry.
Yeah. Don't touch the mic. It's like Shanghai. Don't touch it. It's okay.
And the cast is John Grosich as Charlie Brown. Rick Bond is Schroeder. Shonda Bond is Lucy. Ellen Jensen is Sally. Sheila Schaefer is Snoopy. And we didn't get very many men showing up to the auditions, and I needed three, and I only got two, so I'm playing the role of Linus.
Oh, my goodness. So you're directing Anne in the play.
Yeah.
Oh, I know how much directors love that.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating. It's like, you know, both suffer a little bit. But it's very much a group effort as we're working together, and people are stepping out and looking when they're not in scenes and helping me with movement. And so we really have created a nice team. And I guess I'm the captain of the team, but everyone's working hard, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, you've directed at the Coaster before.
Mm-hmm. I did. My first piece there was Clue the Musical. And then I did, most recently, I did Annie Get Your Gun. And then I've assisted directed like on My Fair Lady and things like that.
But you also are the face in the box office, although not probably during the run of Charlie Brown.
Oh, you'll see me until about 7:45.
Oh, my gosh,
and then I'll run back, get in the costume, and start the show.
Holy cow.
Which I don't mind. Keeps me out of trouble.
Oh, there you go.
And then I also wanted to talk about... our education show,
yes,
which is called All About Aesop, a
fabulous
musical.
I got it right. once you, you know, got me on the right
and
path.
And we opened on the 2nd of June with a 7 o'clock evening show, and then we had our second show last Saturday at noon, and we have two more this coming Saturday, the 30th, and then July 7th, I think, the Saturday, yeah, July 7th.
Yes, the
7th. Both at 12 noon. It's free. It's very family friendly, and it's Aesop's fables put to, I've taken musical theater songs and adapted them to the characters of Aesop's fables.
Now, who's acting in these?
These are local school children. My youngest is, I think, 8, and the oldest is maybe 14. There's 12 of them, and they've been working very, very hard, and we've had a really nice turnout, nice audience.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good. We've had maybe... Could have had 100 people last Saturday.
Wow.
I mean, maybe that's a little exaggeration, but just a really, really nice full house.
And it wasn't all family if it's,
it's local.
We
try to spread the word out to the hotels and let the tourists know that, you know, this is out there.
It's a great idea, especially, you know, when the weather isn't necessarily perfect. People are delighted. And it's fun to get to go to a theater production in the middle of the day and see the young
And to see the kids, you know, so delightful.
Now, did you... do a camp or something? What did you do? You just
camp is coming up.
Okay.
Summer camp will be the first two full weeks of August, August 6th through the 17th, and we're actually doing a Charlie Brown theme. So I'm gonna have the kids learn the roles and then cast them, and then we're going to produce a little miniature version of Charlie Brown. And the fun thing is we already have the sets and the pieces from the adult version, and then the kids can come watch the adult version, so we have that education component as well.
Nice.
And so I'm excited about that.
Now, the show You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, where was that done?
Oh, well, originally it was, it's written by Clark Gessner, and originally it was written in the late 60s or so, because I remember as a child in grade school singing Happiness, you know, and You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. I remember those very vividly in choir. We were learning those, and I'm sure they were just new at the time, you know, new and out, but it's been around for years. It's, of course, the Peanuts... Peanuts cartoon, and then they revised it in 1999, and it went to Broadway, and won a couple of Tonys, and they added a couple songs and updated some of the tempos and this and that.
I mean, I think for people who don't know that, and that's why I wanted you to, because you know the details, but, you know, a lot of times we think, well, that's a kid's thing. But actually, not exactly.
No, not at all. I mean, it's very family friendly, and certainly children will come and enjoy seeing the familiar characters. But as in Peanuts and Charles Schulz, there's a lot of philosophy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of statements about life and learning and things like that, which adults will understand.
Adults might get, whether children might not.
Exactly.
And everybody will get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So again, tonight and tomorrow night is at 8 o'clock at the Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach, and the number there is 503-436-1242. Is someone at the box office, since you're
right
not?
Right now, Pia is.
Okay. She's sitting in
Pia's,
for you.
Pia's playing one of the little old ladies in Arsenic Gold Lace as well.
Okay. And then Charlie Brown opens on Thursday, July 5th. And what's the website for?
CoasterTheater.com.
Coaster Theater, and that's T-R-E, Coaster Theater. theartslive.com, because it can be a little confusing when there's two plays, and then when the third one comes in, it's even more confusing which day is what. So if you check that out, or if you call in and ask them, maybe they can send you one of their wonderful guides, and you can figure out what's going on when. And then this Saturday, that's tomorrow at noon, is the Aesop's, let me see if I can say it right now. Well, I don't have it written down, so I can't. I remember it's Fabulous. I was thinking it was Fablius, but it's Fabulous. So good job. So you're basically the education person at the theater as well as the box office, plus you do directing and acting.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they got a deal with you.
I guess so, but we all do that. You know what I mean? Everybody who works there wears a million different hats.
Yeah, it's a community theater
it
for
is.
Sure, and it's a sweet, sweet theater. If you haven't been there, if you have, you already know that. So thank you so much for coming in,
thank
Patrick.
Thank you. It's always a privilege.
And break a leg.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. I do have a little bit of music here from someone who is coming, not quite yet. Tony Furtado will be at the Peninsula Arts Center on July 7th. I'm going to put on a little bit of music. You'll hear more next week. And then bring in Heidi Johnson, who's going to tell us about lots of good music.
Chains all around me, holding tight, holding steady. Lost my love at the treasure, lost my hope, lost my future. Sold my soul to the gold man, sold my pride to a dirty rich man.
Let me tell you about what Tony Furtado is playing in the background. Let me tell you a little bit what else is going on in the area. Of course, the Peace Vigil is today at 5 o'clock. And the Coaster Theater, you just heard about. The Astoria Music Festival, you heard about. Magic Flute, sold out tonight, but tomorrow at 1, there's a performance. Don't forget Troll Radio tomorrow at 11 at the Performing Arts Center. Manzanita Market has, I don't know if it's Chayag or Chayag, Andean music from 5 to 8 tonight. And the Trash Art is drop-off at the Hoffman is tonight from 5 to 7 and tomorrow from 10 to noon. That's in Manzanita. Accordion Babes are also at Vino Manzanita at 8 o'clock tonight, and Sand Trap is Left Coast Country tonight at 7. Cannon Beach Gallery, Sitka Center for Art and Ecology, Five Artists is 6 to 8 tomorrow night reception, and it looks gorgeous. Junior Shanghai ends tomorrow night, 7:30, Sunday at 2. NCRD has a Dylan tribute, 7 o'clock. We've been hearing about it for quite a while. It's also going to be on July 7th. And the Sou'wester Serenades from 6 to 9 have an open mic. That's at the Sou'wester Hotel on 38th and the Water in Seaview, Washington. They're also having a tsunami debris art party, washed up styrofoam. And going to bring Heidi on because she's the one who provides us with so much of this music. And the Fort George on Sunday is featuring Marius from the Faroe Islands and with Autumn Electric opening. And then on Wednesday which is the July 4th is Wednesday. Yeah. So Wednesday, the Fort George is having a big bang-up celebration. Let me just finish off by just saying that there's a grand opening. Catch this, Heidi. Mm-hmm. Marie Antoinette's Cupcake Parlor is opening on Tuesday from 9 to 6. Creative Cupcakes. That's at the Bankers Ballroom, Duane and 12th in Astoria. And Vicky Baker is having a reception at Trails End on Wednesday. She is the featured artist of the month. And there's a kazoo and marching band, the Riverwalk Parade, on July 4th. And And Thursday, Yummies in Seaside is opening the Darren Orange exhibit. And the River People's Market is featuring Jackson Andrews. And also the Big Fish Blues Band is at the Rio Cafe and Cantina Saturday night at 8 p.m. Now, Heidi.
Yes, ma'am.
How many venues in this town are you feeding music to these days?
Oh, gosh, I slip a show in anywhere I can grab my hands a hold of. So it's been all over lately.
It really has. I should just tell you, folks, whoever you are listening out there, if you're a musician, then you should give Heidi a ring, because she can tell you what's going on around here. And there are a lot of wonderful places. But Wednesday is the big bang-up at the Fort George, huh?
It's our Liberate the Ales.
I love that. That's so cool.
It's a great title.
Yes, it is.
So they will be liberating the ales, and specific IPAs will be the hot ticket for that day. So there'll be 8 different IPAs on tap. And there's going to be a big barbecue party in the parking lot in between the Fort George Public House and the Lovell Annex building.
This is on Duane between 15th and 14th.
Right.
And you'll hear it.
For sure.
And you won't be able to park, so leave your car somewhere else.
Right. Barbecue starts at 3 and lasts until the fireworks. We have live music by now locals, the Holiday Friends, which we hunted and hunted and can't find their CD.
And we love them. They are fabulous. Many of you, they've played on Troll Radio, and they are going on tour very soon with Blind Pilot, but they're going to be back in town in July later, so you'll get a chance, but you really should check them out. They are
fun band.
Absolutely.
And they're always playing the holidays for us. They've played New Year's, they've played Halloween, and now they're playing the 4th of July.
Holiday Friends.
That's right.
They're playing at 5 o'clock, is that right?
5 o'clock. Yep. Okay. And then at 8 p.m., Mr. Danny Barnes returns, and I'm kind of excited about that, too, because... Well, he's fabulous always, but it'll be nice to see him on a stage, because there's a stage with a tent on it, and it's nice to have that kind of atmosphere for him.
And this is in the outdoor area?
In the parking lot there.
Okay. Isn't this fabulous to be able to have that? And the cool thing is you'll be able to hear him all over town, too.
Yeah, it'll reverberate throughout the buildings.
So I'm sure that, you know, people are going to bring some bucks to pay for the barbecue and the beers. But the music is free.
Yep. Free.
And so it's a great day to be on Duane Street or anywhere in that neighborhood and check it out.
And then you can, just wander down to the riverfront and watch the fireworks after the concert.
Right.
So it's a perfect mix.
Oh, you might even want to take part in the marching band, the Riverwalk Parade, 7:45 at the, it starts at the Columbia River Maritime Museum Train Depot, and then you walk along. But then if Danny Barnes starts at 8 o'clock, he'll be playing for at least a couple of hours.
Yeah, huh? Till 10.
Till 10.
Till the fireworks.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So other stuff coming up. Yeah, you mentioned Marius from the Faroe Islands, which is pretty amazing. All the way from, it's up there between the Norwegian Sea and the North Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
Amazing. And he's sort of a alternative rock with hints of British pop. And then he has an opening band, Autumn Electric, from Seattle. They're a folk rock band. And that's this Sunday at the Fort George. Also, Never a Cover there. It starts at 8 p.m. And... the weekend after is another great band, Fast Rattler.
Oh, yeah. I played one of their pieces at the beginning.
Oh, good.
Love them.
Songwriting Troubadours. Their Grammy-nominated album was in 2009 called Singing Through the Hard Times, a tribute to Utah Phillips. And Brendan, who's the front man of Fast Rattler, is the son of Utah Phillips.
Right.
So that's pretty amazing.
Is really special for us. And he loves being here, too, because he knows that we appreciate that. So.
And so that's a week from this Sunday on the 8th. Also, I want to mention at Kala, there's a double hitter. Doors open at 6:30, and at 7 p.m., Courtney Marie Andrews, who's a beautiful, amazing singer.
And this is what day?
Also Sunday, July 8th.
Okay.
So you have to go to Kala first and then to the Fort George.
And we'll play some of her music next week, too.
Right. And she's a doll. Totally amazing. She's going to be brilliant to see. And then there's two guys coming up from L.A. Who are also like Grammy. You know, they're in the awards down there. They're top musicians. Session musicians, as well as having their own albums.
So are these folks, for example, on tour and you book them in mm-hmm. when they're coming this way, and you tell them, here's a good day to be here in Astoria.
Right. Well, actually, I got hooked up with Rob Larkin and Joseph Ide through a local named Tally Spiller.
Mm-hmm.
She's friends with them and suggested them to me and thought they were good. So we arranged that to happen.
Well, so that's what I'm talking about, people getting in touch with you, is if you have a recommendation. And yeah, I mean, locals for sure are playing all over too. There's, you know.
Right. It's crazy. I mean, I'm telling you.
Love having the locals. And
I'm constantly working on venues because I have more than enough people that I would like to bring
out
here.
How lucky are we?
Yeah.
How lucky are we?
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Heidi, thank you so much.
And, thank you.
And thanks to all the venues, you know, Jack and Chris at the Fort George and Dinah at Kala. And you sometimes do the Big O Saloon and Hazel's and you know, all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and maybe the Moose.
And maybe well, if there's music to be had, let's have it.
Right.
Coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. And tune in to hear Heidi's own show on Thursday, every other Thursday night. Thanks so much for being here with us. Make peace and make good health care.